Time now for the weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
And nothing but blue skies was all I saw on the ride in this morning. And it's looking like we'll have lots more of that in the days ahead. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to talk today about the long-range predictions for this summer's weather and whether you should trust them. First, though, let's look at the weekend forecast. Cliff?
Well, you know, normally this month we have June gloom, you know. Cloudy skies, temperatures in the 60s, but this year it's been unusually nice. Temperatures above normal and extraordinary amounts of sun. And in fact, it looks like we're going to get away with most of this weekend, but unfortunately, next week it's going to turn down again. Today, you look outside, you see what you're going to get. It's going to be sunny. Temperatures getting up into the 70s is just a perfect day. The only thing you might see is are a few clouds developing over the crest of the Cascades, but that's about it. Saturday, be another decent day. Maybe a slight knockdown by a few degrees, temperatures getting into the 70s again and sunny. Then on Sunday, the changes will start, but it'll be mainly later in the day. An upper-level trough is starting to approach, and we'll see it affecting the area middle to late on Sunday. And so Sunday will probably be lower 70s. There'll be some clouds coming in middle end of the day. And in fact, there could even be some showers late on the day on Sunday. So we got to watch out for that. There could be a few thunder showers, and it'll probably wait till after dinner time. Unfortunately, the trough really pushes in on Monday, and I would expect Monday to be a very different day. The marine clouds that are just lurking there over the Pacific will push in, so it'll be a cloudy day, maybe a few sprinkles, and temperatures dropping back into the 60s. It looks like there may be a little bit of improvement on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then on Thursday, a real strong trough will come in, and that's going to bring some serious rain. And we need it. I mean, the gardens are drying out really quickly now.
So the June gloom comes back late next week, it sounds like.
Well, the touch on Monday. Monday we'll see it. Mm-hmm. And the reason we have June gloom is, strangely enough, due to high pressure. If you look over the eastern Pacific during the late spring and early summer, you see clouds almost everywhere. These low clouds, stratocumulus clouds, develop under high pressure. And then if we just have a little bit of high pressure, as we often have in June, those low clouds push into the Puget Sound region and the Willamette Valley, and you have all this low June gloom. That doesn't mean there's going to be a lot of rain, but there's a lot of clouds. But finally, normally after July 4th, in that period there, the high pressure builds up enough that we get rid of the low clouds over the lowlands, and we turn into our beautiful summer weather.
And so far, it looks like we're off to a really nice start. And the National Weather Service has issued a long-range forecast for more of this, a hot, dry summer. How trustworthy are those predictions, Cliff?
Well, as you say, the forecast, and I just looked at the updated forecast for the summer, and they are going for drier conditions and for above normal temperatures. So that is the official Climate Prediction Center forecast. And it may, in fact, come true. But what I want to stress is that our ability to forecast weather over the summers is not very good. I look back at the last five or six summer predictions, you know, by the National Weather Service, and quite frankly, many of them didn't work out. The skill is really on the edge in terms of being able to forecast the character of the summers. And there's many reasons for that. I mean, forecast skill fades out in normal circumstances. But during some seasons of the year, we have some tools that allow us to have some skill beyond several weeks, months ahead of time. And in fact, one of the most powerful tools is the correlation between El Nino and La Nina and winter weather here in the Northwest. El Nino is when we have warmer than normal temperatures in the tropical Pacific, and La Nina is when we have cooler than normal temperatures in the tropical Pacific. And it turns out those tropical Pacific temperatures have a strong correlation with our winter weather.
But why is it so much easier to predict the winter weather than the summer weather?
Well, the key is that this El Nino-La Nina business only has a correlation with the weather during the wintertime. And basically, our winter weather has to do with the jet stream and the undulations in the jet stream. And the El Nino phenomena tends to cause that jet stream to go south of us into California, to split during the wintertime, and that produces warmer than normal temperatures and drier conditions. La Nina tends to produce a ridge far over the Aleutians that brings cold, unstable air and a lot of snow over us. So we kind of understand that correlation between the tropical Pacific and our winter weather very well. Nature doesn't have a similar correlation during the summer. So our big tool, El Nino La Nina, is not useful during the summertime.
All right, so we should take these sunny, hot forecasts with a grain of salt for the extended forecast and enjoy the moments this weekend.
That's right. I mean, the predictions are for warmer than normal. We can hope that's true. But the only thing I can tell you with some skill is what's going to happen during the next week. And that I do have a lot of confidence in.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can comment on our discussions or ask your weather questions at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.